City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Here's the anti-nowhere lead. Anti-Nowhere League on Pogo City Radio. How the fuck everybody doing? I'm Andrew Bellum. The Pogo crew is in full effect.
Yo.
We got my man Sean Bellum. We got Melissa. We got Klug from the Diamond Dogs. We got Jade, Casey, lower class slut, and Joe from the Unsubs and Piss Ant and Angry Youth and whatever.
Every other awesome band.
Yeah, every other. Awesome every, yeah,
all so, the bands.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know you were in the Stabs.
They're not that awesome. Sorry, Mike.
All right.
Only because Andrew's in it.
Yeah, so everyone, fuck Cunningham, by the way. Yeah. We are.
Mugsy also told me that I should start my own band and call it Cunting and Hams.
Yes. Yeah, we all saw that. And we said it had to be an all-chick band.
And so it should be
so
you,
Melissa's gonna
Melissa, Jade, and Jade. Casey. Cunting and the Hams.
Cunting and the Hams. Yeah, there you go. Casey's in it too. Casey, what are you going to do?
I like it.
Awesome.
Casey can sing.
I'll pre-buy your record.
There you go, yes. Now, speaking of pre-buying records, that's the reason why Joe's here in the first place, right? So you were hitting up a bunch of record stores, dropping off some Unsubs merch, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, it's fucking, the coronavirus fucked it up, man. 2 weeks before the fucking shit is when our record came out.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
But
now you got in a bunch of stores. Yeah, it's there. It's at
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Nice. So yeah, I know somebody that had an appointment to go.
Is that Spin Me Round, though, right? Is that Spin Me Round?
Spin Me Round, yeah.
How many copies did they buy from you?
Two, but that's all I offered.
So go get them.
Okay, yeah. So go pick them up.
Dibs on one.
So, yeah, I might call dibs on the other.
And, yeah.
Trying to go real bad to the record store.
Is there some at the Circle? At the pawn shops and shit? At the record stores at the pawn shops? You hit there?
What?
The pawn shops, the record stores at the pawn shops.
No,
man. These are like high grade.
No, but they have
records,
an actual record store there. They have an actual record store.
They might not be open though.
Either.
No. I'm sure you'll find our record in the.
Are they open? Are the pawn shops open? I haven't even gone.
Oh shit! I didn't even think.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
Open.
The inside of McDonald's was open today. So Klug.
Bro,
Klug
says they're open. Just about everything is open besides like gyms and shit.
I was at McDonald's.
Place where you get like dirty.
My life has not changed really at all.
Where you sweat.
I still have to go to work and everything, so like I don't know what is open and what's not because my job's still fucking open.
Nothing
it's been open
essentially
for me
just
March.
Everywhere's open essentially besides places where you like wrestle people with like your sweaty with your sweaty bodies and your
I'm pretty sure hookers are still open.
That's where I was going.
Everything is open except the most erotic
except
place.
You just have to wear a mask.
You can think of.
Just wear a mask. Fucking that asshole Josh, right? It was pretty funny. He had a mask like a
Josh.
Yeah, Josh, that dickhead.
That crusty
fucking,
Josh.
Smelly, dirty bastard. Fucking, he had a doctor mask and he cut a fucking hole in the center and wrote glory hole on it and fucking posted it on my Facebook.
Right in his mouth, right?
Yeah, he posted it on my Facebook. I told him,
said, here's your mask, Andrew. I made you.
Yes, I know.
That was pretty.
Yeah, he's my
I did see that.
Bitch.
That was really hilarious.
Josh is my bottom bitch. I miss having him up here to clean up Pogo.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Take charge for the first five minutes before falling asleep.
Yeah.
I can remember when we were doing this one show, I had Josh work the door, right? We didn't know there was two doors. And
you
we were gonna,
Josh?
So,
you made Josh yeah, work a door?
Me and Josh, there were two doors. I was working one and Josh was working the other.
We didn't know there was a second, so Josh got stuck doing it, right? I come back 10 minutes later. Josh is passed out with $60 in his hand, sitting at the door, asleep on a stool.
Oh,
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you... I said, get in a fucking
How
car.
How did you not know that was going to happen?
Because I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
But Josh, work, he says. But yeah, so if you guys haven't noticed, we got some interactions going on with some of these live listeners. I see Aaron,
Muggsy.
Josh, Muggsy, Brandy, a bunch of motherfuckers. So if you guys want to
get in
on that live show, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to get in on the next live show, remember to follow us on Facebook, get us on Instagram, at Pogo City Radio. Go get that Podbean app. And Brandy says, hi, guys. And you guys can get right up in there on the conversation. Make requests. But we got a request from Joe. Now, we were talking about DC bands before we got started, before all the late people got here. And
Cuntingham.
You were, yes.
Cunting and the
Mike
Hams.
Cunting and the Hams. Well, actually, one-fourth of the band
was here
on time.
Yeah, it was one-fourth of the band. And Melissa. Melissa squeaked in.
I'm always late for everything else.
She has a good manager.
She's probably the drummer.
But Joe, you were saying your favorite DC band.
DC band is the Screws.
The Screws.
No, DC.
It sounded like he said Deep Sea.
No,
like,
yeah, your Deep Sea band.
Yes.
The Deep Sea
down
band.
Down there with SpongeBob.
That's a new style of punk.
We're going to Maryland?
Yes, Deep Sea punk.
Like, this is my favorite DC band.
Deep
like, over, Sea. Over all of them. Over who else?
Minor Threat.
Minor Threat.
Iron Cross.
Over Young.
Bad Brains.
Iron Cross, yeah.
This band is where it's at, and they were around back when those bands were going on.
All right, so coming out of D.C.
The best unsigned band ever in D.C.
According to Rolling Stone, in fact, right? Isn't
yes,
that
Rolling Stone, as
All
far
right.
as I'm concerned.
So let's get to the Screws up next on Pogo. We'll be right back. The Screws coming out of D.C. on Pogo City Radio. Hope you guys like that one. Now, we all got together. This has been the biggest Pogo we have had in a minute.
Yeah,
we all got
it's
together
been a while
because,
since we had a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the My Corona dance party.
Yo, this I totally skipped
that's
out
the
last
reason
time.
We're all
you
I'm
did.
So excited for
you
it today. I'm like,
we had a blast last time.
That's why I'm doing it tonight.
I know. So,
My
Corona dance party kicks off tonight at 9, an hour and 25 minutes away.
Don't
if
miss
you
it.
Guys are listening live, you guys can get the link from our Facebook. You can get it from the Facebook group, My Corona, and it'll also be in the About section of this podcast once it's published. But, yeah, starts off at 9, 100.
Do we have any instructions on how to, like, you have to set up Zoom, fucking make an account,
so,
all that shit?
There you go. Well, being that everybody's been home
so
on Corona,
everybody
you probably
knows.
Have Zoom already. Jump in on Zoom, and all you got to do is get the link from Facebook. You guys can get in. It'll be 100 different cameras on, and there's 4 different people DJing. I know Renee is DJing. I forget who else.
I totally have Zoom, but I have not used it once yet.
Renee, Mike.
Is it the same people as last time?
Dean.
So it's
and
the same. I thought it was different people, though.
Thomas, their friend Thomas. I think
no, I thought Larry was DJing, too, no? It's changed from last
Larry
time.
From the
is
Paris
Larry
going
to stay awake this time?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
I didn't see
I'm
that.
I'm still mad I didn't get credit for that picture. I'm still mad. I'm not credited.
Oh,
I'm not credited
yeah, cry
for
about
that.
It.
Like, that is a phenomenal picture. Fuck all of you.
But why would you?
He's I mean, very upset
did you
about
get
it.
Drunk? I mean, what's
oh, no,
what's
the
story
the
behind
dance
this?
Party. It was at the dance party.
I remember
party.
Because I remember seeing it live.
Yeah, yeah. He had his head back and asleep. But I took a picture of it, and Mike made it the fucking background of the dance
right.
party. No credit. No credit. I ran
Mike,
over to my computer. I was like, I got a screenshot.
Give Andrew credit.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I
yeah,
got a
about
place to stay tonight. I will
living fucking
help
22 blocks away and coming an hour and a half fucking late.
I was not an hour and a half
you
late.
You were supposed to be here at 6.
I was supposed to be here at 6:30.
Fuck you.
Fuck
how about,
you.
How about this? Hey, Mike and Melissa, remember Wednesday? Remember
Do you
Wednesday?
Remember that Mike and Melissa like,
I was,
live here? Live like 2 blocks
live
away?
Live like 5 minutes further. Mike and Melissa. I'm like, yo, Jess hits me up. She's like, I want to do Pogo. I'm like, all right, Mike and Melissa, come over Wednesday. We're going to do Pogo. I'm like, Jess, where are you? She goes, oh, I partied really hard Monday and Tuesday, so I can't come.
Break.
I'm like, all right, whatever. So then
it
Thursday.
Happens.
Pogo was on Wednesday. Thursday happens. Jess sends everybody a picture. I'm drunk with a bottle of vodka. I'm like, okay. So you got drunk Monday. You got drunk Tuesday. You needed a break,
I needed a break
when
on
you were
going
to come to Pogo.
I know.
And now it's
then
Thursday.
She's right back
Monday.
At it.
It
I'm
was
like,
all
okay.
Casey's fault.
So you only like, care about work. When it's a pogo night. That's when Jess cares about work, when it's a pogo night. Every other night.
No, no,
there was,
the thing
there was
is,
4 other nights, all of them
get,
drunk.
I can
the
get
one
drunk
pogo night,
at my
nope.
house and then be able to go to work. It's very difficult when I get drunk somewhere else and then have to drag myself extra early
I don't,
to
I can
my
go,
house.
I can go to plenty
that
of episodes
sense.
Where you did it. I guess she used to be
that
tougher.
That makes sense.
I guess she used to be tougher because she used to do it all the time. She's getting older, I guess.
I am.
I think she's immortal, yeah.
Had a birthday.
I know you're older than me. I know. You're always
33?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yes.
Yeah,
I guess that
was
makes
a good
me
year.
Old too.
Yes. But you don't look old,
yeah,
so that's
Sean's
good.
Sean's
older than me, so whatever.
I'm only 24, so.
Yeah, it shows.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, Renee's 21.
Yes.
Yeah, if Renee was here, she'd be the youngest.
Yes, Renee would definitely. Renee's even younger than Casey. So, Jade, how the fuck you been? You finally got that baby popped out, so.
I know, right?
So, finally.
Okay.
I can't hear you, though. Get in the mic more.
I hope you're not expecting me to dance tonight, though, guys.
Oh, you can now? Now you can.
Yes,
literally,
you
I was
will.
Just ripped in half a week ago.
So do you have any really gross stories? Can we talk about episiotomies or, like, Tim passing out or something?
No, Tim
or?
Actually did an awesome job. He was great. But the problem was is that she came out so fast
yeah.
that her elbow was up.
Oof.
And I was ripped from fucking point A to point B.
Ah, yes.
I got, like, 10 stitches, man.
That's
it
great.
Hurt.
That's
her
great. Renee is DJing first, so get there nice and early at 9 p.m. Like I said, there's
yeah,
a Facebook
I think she DJed group. last time.
So. Yeah. There's a Facebook group.
What's up, Mike?
Where, my Corona, and also we'll have
hey,
the links and shit.
It's
so
Joe.
Click that shit, and why don't
my
we...
My dick's hard, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, just because Mike's there.
Mike's there. Is up second.
Mike's
Mike
is up, Mike's, and who's up third?
He said hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Not Jude, Joe.
I was going with Hey Joe, Jimi Hendrix, not Beatles. So, you know, you're bad. You're bad, though.
No, don't do that to
talk
me.
Talk in the
ever.
Mic, Jess, like you've been here
I'm
before.
I'm still trying to stuff my face and not talk in the mic. So
well,
you don't hear all the food in
maybe
my mouth.
Wait till the song's on to start get gorging yourself. But let's get to another track. I don't have anything queued up. We're just here hanging out, promoting this dance party, getting drunk.
Mike said Tommy is
up.
Third and Dean is fourth.
Okay, so there you go.
So there's your
there's your lineup. For the
my corona. Yeah,
yeah, you're my corona dance party going down in an hour and 21 minutes. Here is Who We Kidding.
Yeah.
45 Adapters up next.
Sat up and on stairs. I used to be a little boy. I used to play with little girls. Now I got much better toys. And I'm living in a grown world. Living in a grown world, living in a grown world. I don't like girls. I like women, and I'm not thirsty.
Who we kidding?
I wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls,
I like women.
Adapters. We're going to keep the tracks rolling right along. Got some Exploited queued up next. Here's Alternative. All right, Waddy and the Exploited right there on
Bill City Radio.
So I hope you guys enjoying the show. It seems like Corona starting to fucking open.
You
like,
know what?
The businesses opening back up. Maybe some shows.
You know what we were talking about? What? Cunningham being late earlier. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, it just seems like these, like, pro, like, I'm so high, I can't talk. I'm so sorry. Hold on. No, I got something special
I
to say, you know.
I got something to
say. What do you call it, like, that? Like after the virus, you know? There should be a word for it, right?
Post-pandemic?
Yeah, there you go.
Post-Rona.
Yeah.
Post-Rona.
It just seems like these...
Cunningham's good for something.
Yeah.
Good for,
there we go. It just seems like these post-Rona people can't drink as like drink like they used to, you know, before the virus.
I feel like I've been drinking quadruple the amount, but... I hear you. But I'm thinking now that we're kind of in this post-Rona world, there's something Casey posted on Facebook saying that, like, when Jersey is opening shit up again, and it sounded like in the middle of July they were going to let indoor 500 people events happen. That was what – isn't that what you posted on Facebook, Casey?
Something like that.
Talking to microphone. She says something like that.
I heard that Trump was having his like some kind of party at his one golf course in.
There was like fighter jets
and
shit flying over like downtown last night. Like, I was out
why,
back.
Is that why they're all pissed off?
And we heard him and then
Murphy?
Saw him.
I don't know.
There was a bunch of people. There's
probably
people that's pissed
but
off.
But there's
at
a
Murphy.
large portion of New Jersey that's. Big on Trump. So, I mean, I can see it.
Yeah, fuck it all.
He
I don't care.
Back
fuck it all.
Like
I just want to play shows.
Yes.
I want to play shows.
Yes, we want to play shows. That's what we fucking
I
want
to go
about.
To shows, and I want to play shows. Today, I finally...
start my goddamn band.
Cunting and the Hams.
Cunting and the Hams.
Cunting and the Hams.
Look for them on bills.
Coming to
coming
a whorehouse near you.
Coming to a whorehouse.
They're
going to
be on flyers coming soon.
All right. All right. Why don't we do a little banner of hope? Coming out of Jersey, here's cheers and beers. Play you, bitch. All right.
I don't buy merch. Of course they sent it to me.
Well, I'm just saying, you're from the other side of the country. It's not like I hang out with them. That was
there's
by accident.
Internet, Andrew, there's a thing called internet shopping.
Well, I mean, even nothing for nothing, but even if I bought it on the internet, they would have still sent it to me. So... yes, true that.
Well,
yes.
Not necessarily. What? I have a Sam Haines shirt, and they didn't send it to me.
Yeah, but that's not what I meant, though.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
He twisted it up.
I'm not taking sides here. I'm just
you're the one trying to twist it up.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Andrew does not like to be wrong.
Andrew is never wrong.
And he's not wrong. I'm
Andrew's
sure he
totally
bought
wrong.
It from
Andrew
the
thought
lies,
he was wrong once,
is.
But I was only mistaken.
Oh, I get it now.
That's
it.
I see what he did there.
All right, now I don't know why I give Cunningham her way, but she wants to hear some X-ray specs.
Yes.
But you know what? Fuck her. We're going to dedicate it to Mike Blanks anyway. Here's Identity.
Right. Identity!
Come on time next time. the X-ray specs on Pogo City Radio. We had Banner of Hope just before that. We're here getting drunk, getting fucked up, getting ready for that my Corona dance party going down at 9. Yeah, you are. You're what? Not. I gotta admit, you weren't.
Yeah, I told you.
Yes. I wish I had a mute button for Jess. I wish I had a mute button for Jess in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I wish I had a throttle too, like a gas pedal to get her here.
Oh, she would have been here. When the show can start on time.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am always on time. What the
so does today not
today.
Count? Does yes. today not count?
We
count.
Said you were past.
I was laughing. I was laughing
past
her in the car. I was like,
late,
even
and then you
though
were
it's 7 p.m., I,
was just late.
I woke up late.
I know. Like, what the yeah. fuck? Should it be somewhere at 7 p.m.? Sorry, guys. I woke up late. Jesus Christ.
It was a long night, all right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was hanging out with us until like 2 in the morning. Yeah,
and then I don't have a little baby to tell. Well, I dropped her off and then went back to sleep when I got home. She's spending a week with her dad, so I'm allowed to go to sleep.
Reggie,
but not to come to Pogo because it's too hard to go to work.
Reggie was
not,
all curled up with the puppy all night.
She was, yes. It was so cute. Reggie was curled up with Nick's, Tim's little pup, Tim and Jade's little puppy.
The white one?
Yes, the pit bull. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, you guys got some balls, man. Two new dogs with a baby?
Listen, okay.
Yeah,
listen, you guys I've been
balls.
Telling Tim the
that's
past 2 days.
Yesterday.
I said,
what
the
we
fuck
did
we do?
Like,
this is fucking insane.
I was like, Jesus.
Are your
nuts? Oh, my God. Milo on top of it?
Are your pups,
shit,
like, house
Milo
trained?
Yeah,
like, they don't.
There's also a 3-year-old.
They're house trained, right?
Yeah,
let's
Milo.
Not forget, yeah.
So bad anymore, man. All day long.
He sounds like JJ.
Beating the shit out of everyone.
Sounds like JJ.
Milo and JJ are going to start a skinhead band.
That's
what they're
going to
do.
That's
why I
think why Milo and JJ like each other so much. Because they're just fucking
rough
brutes.
Skinhead, like brute band.
And there's Reggie.
The one time
Milo
they got to hang out, they were inseparable.
It's my boyfriend.
Yeah, she'll hold the camera. She'll hold the camera. She'll get the recording in. Yes. All right, so why don't we get to a global threat. Up next, I want to do something.
Fuck yeah.
Proles.
You want to do proles? All right, we'll do something off the first album with Mark. Here's What the Fuck Will Change, a global threat. Right, a global threat.
I used to listen to that album so
fucking
much.
Did you unmute me?
Yes, you're all the way at mic number 5. So, see, if you would have came early on time, you'd have the co-pilot seat and not the 5th mic.
Yeah, that bitch over there fucking took
this
it.
This is my fucking seat.
Well,
all
you
right?
know, he actually got here.
I got seniority. Not only was I here before you, I was here before you.
Shut up.
Yes.
I'm fucking here. Just remember to unmute me, or I'm just going to keep bitching.
Yeah. Well, how would it be any different either way? You know what I'm saying? How would it be any different? So Mike wants to know how hard your dick is, Joe. I'm reading the live threads. He's very interested to know about your penis.
Well, I already wrote him back, but it's about quarter. It's
quarter.
Like
you got a half a pack of Rolaids in there?
It's normal. it's
funny how
normal.
You said
it's
that.
There,
you
know?
Literally said that right after I said my vagina was torn half. So, a little awkward.
Yes.
Well.
So, like, I remember when my kid was born, I looked in the placenta because I like, heard that, like, you
oh, my God.
That?
Tim flipped the fuck
oh,
out.
I did. I was
you were so freaked out by the goddamn shit. Placenta. He's like, what the fuck is right that?
I made him stop wheeling it out of the room, and I was like, I want to see the inside. That
shit is kind of scary looking. I'm not
gonna
lie.
It's like a giant black mass.
Yeah, it's basically a filter for all the nasty shit in your fucking
exactly.
Shit.
Oh, it's so gross.
It's pretty gross.
Fallopian tubes and...
No, there's some fallopian tubes in that. That's part of the vagina.
And clitoris.
Sounds
sexy.
Clitorati.
That's what I was going for.
Well, I'm about halfway hard now.
Yeah. It's like we keep talking about those clitoratis, and yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes, but why don't we get to some Blanks, and I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks, and anytime Blank 77 plays a show... A twofer?
Can we do a twofer?
We can have a three-way with the Blanks. No. I don't give a fuck.
I'm okay with that. No, remember I wanted you to play.
I think anyone would be okay
off of CBH
with that.
Yeah, that was like I want to hear. I love Long Paper.
You want all right? So you want Long Paper?
Long Paper. Yeah.
I want Losing My Brain. Losing My Brain came out first, and I demand that they open up with that in every set list for the all time. So we'll play that first,
ever.
And then we'll go to CBH. So here's some Blanks up next on Pogo City Radio. Some Blank 77. Pogo City Radio. We're going to get to a twofer. Here's a Long Paper. We'll be right back. Jersey punk rock right there, Blank 77 on. Now, Sean said he wanted to have a three-way with the Blanks.
Oh, no, actually, I said a three. I said a three-fer.
It, but it's a three-way. We've
yeah,
had three-ways with the Dicks
three
as well.
Fur.
Oh, we have.
I've done three-ways with the Dicks. God, I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. But, Sean, so who's the third partner in this thing? What are we doing?
Oh, what song are we gonna do?
You said
we didn't pick.
So
oh shit!
Which one?
I didn't realize I had to actually pick a song.
Well, you said play a third. I thought you.
Let's
had
do. We are the
mind.
Punks because we're doing CBAs. Let's do. All we
right,
are the Punks.
We are the Punks. Look out for a bunch of footage from We Are the Punks 3 and Joe's new documentary coming out next year, right? Pogo in the Pit 2.
Pogo in the Pit 2.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ready for it? Right there, Pogo City Radio. Come here, Mike and Renee, DJ, in just 56 minutes if you're listening live. What's up, Renee? What's up? How the fuck
Renee.
Have you been, Renee?
She's excited that Joe's here.
She's excited that Joe's here, but Renee isn't here. Renee, what the fuck?
She has to DJ.
You have to talk into your microphone. I love it how Renee acts like we don't have a computer here, like we don't have a DJ equipment. From Pogo, it just wouldn't work.
Is she DJing from her computer?
Yeah,
is she using
we
her vinyl?
Can't play.
She can
no, she's using her computer.
Totally.
I was being sarcastic. We're DJing right now.
I'm just reiterating the point that you were being sarcastic.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
The overall point, but not the sarcastic point.
Right.
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 You got it.
But
you got it, buddy.
Sean, you ain't got to say sorry, my man. You ain't got to say sorry.
I'm sorry.
I won't say sorry for who I am.
I won't say sorry for what I've done.
What I've done, yeah.
I love
I
you
say
for
sorry
who you
for
are.
Having fun. And I'm having fun now. I love the Gavashka cover there. Here's the full story.
I won't say sorry for what I've done. I won't say sorry for having fun. I won't take the blame. No, I ain't gonna be ashamed. Won't say sorry for what I've done. I don't say sorry to anyone. Shout it out. Shout it out, don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Shout it out, don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. Don't give a damn, cause I'm proud of what I am. I won't say sorry to you. If you think I will, you know what you can do. Won't apologize, and I won't put up. We're not alive. Won't say sorry to you.
glad of what I am. Shout it out, shout it out. Don't give a heck, cause I'm proud of what I am. Don't give a heck, cause I'm proud of what I am.
Something we've never done before, and we're gonna play the same song twice. That was the fourth and here's a cover by the Dvotchkas up next on Pogo. The Dvotchkas right there, Dvotchkas. Yes, so make sure you head over to Pogo City's Instagram, at Pogo City Radio, to check out.
I just took a badass picture of all of us hanging. Well, not panorama. Me. I took the picture, but it's everybody hanging out, so you can see what we're doing.
So you get credit for your pictures, but yes. I'm not allowed to get credit for mine.
Well, I'm the one that's posting it, and then you can share it. By crediting me.
There you go.
That's how it works. Yeah,
but that's what I did.
You're tagged
in
and share it to your fucking story.
They didn't do it the right way.
Me and Andrew were talking about
the
picture that Jess took as she was taking it, and then we were like, whoa, I said, well, we should put it on the page, and I was like, well, no, Jess isn't in it. We can't do that. Like I got pissed off because I thought about Josh and how he's not fucking here. Because
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Because Josh sucks.
Yeah, he's the one that fucking left.
Yeah, Josh.
Damn it.
Bitch.
He's and he's one of the the OG Pogo crew.
Yeah, he was
and
here
he's
before
not
me.
Fucking here.
And he's always like, when are you guys going to come see me? I'm like, there's like 70 of us here and one of you. When are you going to come see us. Isn't that
would,
the more appropriate
logistically,
question?
Logistically, that would make more sense.
Yes. But we are going to get... No, you know what? Before we get to another track, I got to talk to Mike. We were doing our little twofer there.
Oh, shit.
And so what's going on with the Diamond Dogs now that Corona's starting to ease up or whatever?
Well, we got 2 7-inches coming out in about a week. We just got our test pressings back a couple days ago. We gave the approval, and everything sounds great. As you all know, we have that split with the Despised New Jersey coming out. And we also have a self-release that I decided to release, which has our single Left Behind and another 2 tracks. So, yeah, you could look for those in about a week from today.
Get them what,
and Facebook? We'll start pre-sales. Oh, yeah, they'll be up on Bandcamp, and we'll do all that good stuff.
So look up the Diamond Dogs.
PayPal, Bandcamp.
And that's Diamond
most of
Dogs
our stuff. Museum. Most of our stuff is up on Bandcamp.
You guys are on multiple, like, social media. Like,
absolutely.
Fucking plug
absolutely.
Your band, man. Plug it.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to get to a new song that I don't think I've heard yet. Is it? It's on YouTube?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so Melissa wants to hear. Oh, right. So there you go.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So we're going to get to a.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Thank you. Fans.
Thank you, whoever's out there.
Posting
videos.
Random tracks
that's
up
awesome,
on YouTube.
Though,
yeah.
There you go. So here's
Worldwide Underground Rock and Roll.
That's
thank you.
There you go. Yep. Their channel. So go look for that. Here's Diamond Dogs, Hopes and Dreams.
Hope to dream.
Diamond Dogs right there on Pogo.
Why, thank you, you kind sir.
So is that coming out on one of the 7-inches?
Absolutely. It'll actually be on both of them.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Both
See, they're both limited releases. Mm-hmm. The one with the Despise is limited to 50 copies, and the self-release is also limited to 50 copies.
Yeah, so, get
so it's like, you know, get them while they're here. Yes. We have been talking about maybe doing a repress, but probably not, you know what I mean, since they're so limited.
I would feel you know like what you mean? Would talk about maybe doing a repress after the record came out.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Later down the much later.
Get it now, because in 20 years, you're going to have to buy it from Double Decker for like $45. So get it now.
Yeah, you know.
From Bandcamp. So you don't have to buy it for $45 in 15 years. You know what I'm saying? There you go. But yeah, we got a couple minutes left. I'd like to do a nice long show, but the ladies showed up late, and we got to get ready for the Corona dance party. But we still got plenty of time. I figure if the dance party starts at 9, as long as we're out of here by 8:30, because we kind of got to change the recording studio into a dance studio. So that'll take a couple minutes. And so I figure we could go for a little bit longer. You guys,
apparently we all got the fucking stance.
You guys got any requests? Anybody want to hear something?
Yeah, let's go back to D.C. since we're always minor threat, flying around the world and shit. Nah, let's hit up some Henry Rollins, some S.O.A. Let's get like Gang Fight in there, or I Hate the Kids, or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna dig that.
Something. What did you want some to good old kids? Gang Fight, preferably, but yeah, good old American D.C. hardcore punk rock.
I'm blind.
But what here on Pogo City Radio.
When you think DC
no,
bands.
No, but I'm looking yeah.
Personally,
what song am I looking
minor
for?
Minor Threat first.
Right?
And then
oh, right there, the very top.
Government Issues.
Oh, yeah, great band. Bad Brains, of course.
Yeah, Bad Brains, definitely.
Back Down too.
So he said the Screws for his DC band. I'm going to go Minor Threat. Who you going with?
I'll go with the Bad Brains.
All right, who you going with, Sean?
You don't see many people doing backflips on stage and shit.
DC bands. Favorite DC band.
Oh, probably... Yeah, probably Bad Brains.
Yeah, right. Bad Brains
so
Jeff, is the
so
shit.
So three for Bad Brains. I'm the lone minor threat. Nice. I'm over there with the screws. We're going to get to some S.O.A. Here's Gang Fight.
Gracias.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
S.O.A. right there coming out of D.C.
Henry Garfield there.
Yeah, Henry Garfield.
Prior to the before the virus.
Prior to the van. Prior to the back of the van. What was that book called, In the Van?
Oh, I have no idea.
Henry Rollins' book, Back of a Van.
I have no idea, believe it or not. I really don't know. What is it, like his biography or some shit? Yeah. I really don't know.
In the van, out of the van, next to the van. I live in a van down by the river. I think that was it. That was it, I think, actually.
That just makes me think of Chris Farley.
That's what it was supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Sorry,
thank
I'm
you.
Stupid.
That's exactly
sorry,
what I
guys.
Think of. Hey,
your impersonation of Chris Farley makes me think of Chris Farley. Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Sorry, guys. I'm stupid.
But yes. We are going to get to some Guar from Melissa up next. Now, Jess wanted to, as soon as Melissa said Guar, Jess was like, bring back the bomb. So that's what we got queued up
well,
no, next.
Well, Melissa suggested something, and then she was like, oh, bring back the bomb. And I was like, oh, I love bring back the bomb. That's
there
a great song.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so here's Guar up next on Pogo. Hiroshima, sound of a new time. Not a sign of deepening to me, the milk's alive. Flesh and rubble from sea to dead shore. Such a hideous theater of war. The fuse. Hey! Bring back the bomb.
You showed the world just what they can do. What a waste not to destroy. Come play at war, man, and bring your best toy.
Right, that was Gwar right there on Pogo City Gwar. Radio. We got a couple more tracks lined up. Now, Muggsy wants to hear some Concrete Socks. We're going to get them up next. Then Jess wants to hear Violent Society, so we're going to play Disorder. Now, what was the third song I heard? Shout out the unsubs.
Oh, I was just checking over the chat, and I saw that Mike Blanks wants to hear the unsubs. So,
all right, so those are going to be our final three.
Final four.
Three, well, it's Concrete Socks, Violent Society, Unsubs. That's three, right?
Yeah, but Final Three doesn't sound kind of like cool. Like Final Four, like that?
March Madness? Final who's four? The fourth one, Klug?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, Final Four sounds way cooler than Final
how about
Three.
How about some stabs?
So I'm
you,
down.
Like, play on the
I'm
Fs,
down.
You know? Like,
I'm down.
Like Final and Four.
Way to blow, way to blow his head up
outfit.
Even more, Joe.
I was
going to
wear
good
that
job.
Shirt. I mean, it's not cut like that, but yes. Like, mine looks like a normal man's t-shirt.
I had no idea you had a t-shirt.
Yes, all right. But Muggsy over there in the live feed over at Pogo City. No, he's not at Pogo City.
Hi, Muggsy.
He's on the Podbean app. Listening live on the Podbean app. Wants to hear Concrete Socks. So here they are with Eminent Scum. Pogo City Radio.
Slay. To a whole
Concrete Socks right there from Muggsy, and we are just a half hour away from the My Corona
Woo!
Dance Party going down live on Zoom. Get the link from Facebook, and you can also get the link from the About section of the previous episode and this episode. So see you guys there. We got a few more for you. Here is Violent Society coming out of Philly with Disorder. Disorder. Make sure to check out Pat's latest project, Battalion Zosha. Go check them guys out on Bandcamp and YouTube. But we are going to get out of here soon. Everybody ready to say bye? I see everybody's losing interest. They got side conversations.
We do have side
conversations. Everyone's got their phones out and shit.
Yes. We're talking about how much, you know,
they want to dance.
My fucking mom.
Right. We were getting Mick and Mike like mixed up.
All mixed up. So we are playing just one more. Going to get out of here. Set up for the fucking My Corona dance party. Before we get out of here, got to remind you, hit up Pogo City's Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. And remember to go download the Podbean app and follow the show.
And listen to our shit.
And blow us. You know what I mean? Always.
And then blow
remember,
us.
Remember, if you run into us. Run, what?
The right.
No, this one is, though.
Okay, but yes. You were gonna click on
but I wasn't going to click it. I was going to tell people to blow me more. That's what I was going to do. I was going to really lay on the blowjobs.
Sorry
the
to
intercourse,
interrupt.
The, you know what I mean? That's what we're doing this for.
Everyone, blow
the
Andrew.
In out,
everyone.
In out.
Everyone, do it. Yes, blow Joe, too. Just blow everyone. Find a penis and
suck. Won't argue.
That is my advice. But, yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here. And we're going to get out of here with Joe's band. Like I said, you can find this record in some stores that he just dropped them the fuck off.
So
buy them shits. Go buy them shits. Save money on shipping. And if they sell out, you guys can just buy it from Bandcamp. So we're getting out of here. Hope you like the show. Go over to that dance party. Go fuck yourself. Here's the unsubs.
I ordered them like all kinds of fucking records. On the
Party's over.